Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike Haas here as well. And now welcoming to the show, Jay Rogers, who is the edge rushers defensive line coach for the Saints. Coach, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So just kind of before we kind of get too deep into it, just give us a sense. I mean, obviously, edge rushers, we get it. But like in this evolution of moving with Brandon Staley to a 3-4, like who's in the room? Who's in your edge rusher room?
Well, the guys that are in the room, obviously, they play out on the edge of the defensive front. But you got Carl Granderson, you got Chase Young, Cam Jordan, Chris Rump, you got Fidel Diggs. And so those are the guys that have primarily been playing for us this year. So those are the guys that are in my room.
Now, Jay, talking about edge players, probably your background, I would think, would be like 3-4. But if you coach an edge players, what would be the difference? And then you can maybe elaborate on your background, like 3-4 versus 4-3. Because a 3-4 outside linebacker, you might have the same responsibilities, but different than a 4-3 defensive end. Because you can consider a 4-3 defensive end as an edge guy, you got to set the edge, or a 4-3 outside linebacker, whether you're strong or weak side. So explain that to the fans.
Yeah, really, at the end of the day, you know, in base defense, we have five guys up on the line of scrimmage. And in a traditional 4-3 team, they have four guys up there. And so we'll cover up more offensive linemen than what a traditional 4-3 team will actually do. So you have two guys on the edge, you have three guys inside, two stack backers, and a traditional 3-4 defense. And so the assignments are a little bit more different than they are in a 4-3. All four of those guys in a 4-3 would be moving forward. And what we like to do is both edge guys are being taught the same things, but we're going to put people in the right spots, and occasionally we'll want to drop one of those guys to get our seven-man coverage. So it goes a little bit different, because usually in a 4-3 defense, all four guys will be moving forward, but usually they'll have three stacked backers. So there's a little bit more space on the inside in a 4-3 than there is in, I guess you could say, 5-2, 3-4. It's the same thing.
You know, Coach Rogers, this goes a long way. You network in the trust factor. And I think maybe it could be somewhat your association. I don't know. I know it's definitely with Coach Staley. But a guy like Chris Rump, all of a sudden, yeah, and a part of the rotation, you look at his opportunity on special teams and all that. But here's a fifth-year veteran, and he's now with the Saints. Talk to the fans how much that comes into play, because, you know, we weren't familiar with Chris Rump being a Saints fan. You know, we know Cam Jordan. And then Chase Young comes on board. And then you look at Cam Jordan and all that. But, like, talk about to the fans, like, Chris Rump and his familiarity, what we're doing defensively, and someone you could trust and put on the defensive side of the ball.
I think anytime you have players that are versatile and can do more than one thing, that's a good thing. And so we obviously had some familiarity with Chris, you know, coming from the Chargers. You know, we drafted him there. Had a lot of good edge rushers there at that time. And not only can this guy play on the edge and pass rush and run defend, but he has value in the special teams world that, you know, is hard to find. And so when you can create a lot of value, it gives you more opportunity to earn spots on the roster. And then in due time, you'll get more playing time on not only on defensive side, but also being that core teamer that he has the last 5 years.
And, Coach, we knew it was tough to start the year without Chase Young, but good gosh, in his five games back, six quarterback hits, three sacks. In fact, really the first time in his career, he's gone three consecutive games with at least a half a sack, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery. And I'm saving for last, which is the three PDs, because I feel like this guy is as close to an interception of plucking it out of the air as anybody I've seen. Just his impact, you knew he was good. You know, I mean, you know, guy was Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, you knew he was good. But the impact that he has, bull rushing and speed on the outside.
Well, he's got a tremendous skill set. And, you know, since he's been back, you know, you feel his presence in the pass rush. And so, yeah, I'd like for him to catch some balls, too. I mean, he's been so close a couple times, and you know, he has had a really positive impact on the team. And, you know, he's done some really good things, you know, the last few weeks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, Coach Rogers, fans have asked me, boy, seemed like, boy, he really came out there with a big splash. That being Carl Granderson, you know, he has 4.5 sacks. I have him for 5.5 because how can that be a penalty? That was a sack. That wasn't a penalty. But he's been, you know, six tackles for loss, six quarterback hurries. And like Hoss was saying, he had a couple of passes defended. But why he has not been able as of late to be able to finish on the quarterback, has it been more assignment driven as far as finishing with sacks?
No, he's doing a really good job. He's got tremendous effort. He's a lot closer than maybe some of the numbers may say, but you know, early in the year he was getting a lot of playing time with Chase being down. And then on the other thing is, you know, after that first month of the season, I'm getting text messages from all over the country from coaching friends saying, "Who is this 96 guy? He's a problem." And so there have been some times where people have wanted to chip in the pass rush, or they'll run away from him, or combination block him if he's at the play side. So, you know, he's doing a great job for us. You know, he's a heck of a worker, smart, very versatile. He can do a lot of different things for you. And, you know, his production, I think, has been good pretty much all year.
Now, Coach Rogers, what about, like, okay, your involvement in practice? I ask assistant coaches this all the time as far as how the practice is conducted. And, you know, you have practice squad players. They on and off the roster. And I thought that he caught everyone's attention in training camp. Being a seven-round pick, Fadel Diggs, the defensive end out of Syracuse. How can you elaborate on him? Because it seems like a lot of upside for him.
Yeah, a lot of upside. You know, one thing you notice real quick when he enters the door, you know, he looks like a pro football player. So he has size, he has mass, he has length, he has athletic ability. You know, with Chase being down in the early part of the year, he got a lot of burn playing on special teams and on the edge. And so, you know, his arrow is pointing up for the future. You know, once maybe he'll get up for a game, we don't know. We'll see how things play out throughout the course of the rest of the season. But, you know, he showed a lot of flashes early on, especially during training camp and some of those preseason games where he got valuable experience playing against real NFL football players. But, you know, just like all the rookies there are in the NFL, you know, that first year is different than college ball. Things move faster. Guys are bigger, they're stronger, and you know he's developing really well and giving some good looks when he isn't up on game day.
And Coach, you're from Austin, went to Westlake High School where Drew Brees went, and wouldn't be surprised if you get a call from the Westlake High School alumnus as he's broadcasting the game this Sunday for Fox, getting a few little nuggets here and there. We'll have to wait and see. But I was curious, this is your first year in New Orleans. You've been around the NFL many, many years, but you spent last year with Atlanta. So what, when you learned of this rivalry, you learned it from their end. What was their, what's their version of this rivalry?
Well, I've known about this rivalry for the last 25 years. You know, I married a girl from Louisiana, so I'm very much aware of this rivalry. So, you know, it's similar. I mean, this is a, one of those rivalries that is big in the NFL, and I think you don't realize until you've been a part of the game itself. You know, I've been a part of the Bears-Packers games, and you know, some of the Denver Broncos versus Chiefs game back in the day. And then you get to, you know, this region of the country in the Gulf South area, and like these are the two teams. And so it's very important to this region, this game, especially, you know, for the two sides.
You know, Coach Rogers, before we let you run, you know, I brought up Chris Rump and what it means. Whenever I, this always intrigues me when I look at a player who lasts in the league, and, you know, like you said, the more you could do, I look at two players right here. And Jonah Williams, fifth-year guy at Weber State. We got him, I think, in free agency from Detroit, from the Lions. And Jonathan Bullard, a 10-year veteran. You look at it from University of Florida. So what can you say, like, you pack a lunch when you got guys like a Jonah Williams and Jonathan Bullard? Just elaborate on them a little bit.
You know, both those players have played on a couple teams in the NFL, and they show their value on their tape. And so, you know, you're always looking for people who can do more than one thing, who can play more than one position. And when you do it at a high level, people notice those things. And so you, 10 years in the league, that's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment by any player. And that's where, you know, Jonathan Bullard, he was drafted, you know, when I was in Chicago. And so, you know, he's been a part of a couple of organizations, so has Jonah. And they develop a trust within the coaches in the league, and you know, gives them more opportunities to continue their career.
Well, Coach, again, we appreciate your time. So you left Westlake, then you went to Indiana, so you got to be having a lot of fun watching them. You also were a graduate assistant at LSU, and so you've got some history, and so watching things transpire all over. But we appreciate your time, and man, just. Keep stacking those W's and good things will happen.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.